We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand, joined by 32nd Ward Alderman Scott Wagesback. Alderman, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a difficult day. We've seen the video. It will take some time to digest it, but Mayor Lightfoot was right in talking just about how difficult it was to see this young boy and to see this police officer move right in to try to save him and, you know, saying, stay with me, stay with me. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on what you've seen.
You know, it's pretty painful. I think it's a very tragic incident, and I feel for the family right now. I know that they've put out that written statement asking, you know, for calm and to really work through this with the family. And I've talked to a couple of my colleagues who represent that area, and you know, just talking about how they've tried to work through it. So it's a very painful thing to watch, and you know, it's just difficult to see these kind of incidents happen and know that we have to do more to get children like that into areas and space that they don't end up in those situations.
You know, and we are so quick. I've been thinking about this a lot, Scott. We're so quick to take one side or another to say this person was wrong or that person was wrong, that sometimes we don't just pause to allow for the fact that this is just a tragedy on just about every side. There will be an investigation, there will be decisions, and that's the way it should be. But this doesn't have to divide us. We can share grief in all of this for all of the players involved.
Yeah, and I think that's where we not only share that grief, you know, with colleagues I was talking to and some other community leaders, but I think we have to then look beyond this and say, what can we do to get ourselves out of these situations?
I want to get to
and,
that. I want to get to
we
that.
We do see it. Yeah, we see it in a lot of different cities, and it's not just here, and it's something I think our whole country needs to start focusing on.
Hopefully peaceful protest tonight, but what do you know of the city's plans for monitoring those protests?
Well, every protest that, you know, works from the viewpoint of the First Amendment, it should be allowed. I think people will be out there this weekend. I think the city is more prepared this time for the people that come in and invade that First Amendment space, and that is the looters. I think they're ready for them, and we just have to allow people to express themselves on the protest side of things.
You know, last time, last year during the violent looting, people said that the looters had planned it, that they'd rented rental trucks and things like that. I would imagine police intelligence are working on that. Have you had any briefings on anything like that?
Yeah, we had discussions with the superintendent's office, and I've spoken to my commanders in different districts preparing for that. And I think you're right. You know, there was a big difference between what the protesters were speaking out about and the looters, who were criminal gangs that were very well organized all the way up into the neighborhoods on the north side and a little bit into the west. I mean, it was pretty clear that they were organized gangs. So that's what the conversations were about making sure that we can prevent that, and how do we go about doing that and prepare people for it.
Well, how do you go about doing it?
Well, part of it is they have been monitoring social media, apparently, and a lot of these looters put that stuff right out there and don't have a problem with people seeing it. But they also, I think, are making sure that they have the highway ramps that they were using to have ingress and egress into different neighborhoods and different areas to monitor that and be prepared with units throughout the city to tackle those issues right away.
Are there any
and, you know, we've also looked at technology, too, to make sure we have cameras and some other things out there to try to track it better.
Are there any plans to shut down downtown like they did last year?
Not that I know of, but they have, I think they would have to probably shut down certain streets. And I think, you know, my colleagues are really looking into that to make sure that they're communicating with the officers and the police department.
And you said you've talked to the aldermen from the neighborhoods impacted by this. What is their reaction, and how do they, how do they gauge the temperature of their communities?
Well, I think, you know, from what I've understood, they've been communicating with their pastors, community leaders throughout the different neighborhoods. in particular in the Little Village area there. I was there yesterday walking around a little bit. I think, there's a lot of tense moments here, but I think people do want to come together, as you were saying at the beginning, to work together to try to change this terrible situation and make it better for not only for our future generations, but for these children who are suffering now.
When you were walking around, did you feel there was anger there? There was sadness, maybe a mixture of both?
I think more sadness.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of us who just saw this video feel too.
You have a hearing tomorrow, a disciplinary investigations hearing, and you want the Inspector General's investigations to be made more public. I'm not sure I understand that. Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, if you take a step back, when we created the Office of the Inspector General and tried to give them more oversight, one of the things that we created a few years ago was the Public Safety Inspector General. And right now, when the police close a complaint from a case that might arise, what we're trying to do is say, look, that's public information. Instead of recreating that information over and over again, wasting money, but also not having it in a central location, we want to give it to the PSIG or the Public Safety Inspector General to put on their public website, which has a lot of great information already, but this would be more comprehensive. And we're also just trying to make sure that kind of flows through what we've seen requested in the consent decree. But also just create more transparency and the ability to look at policies that might help us reform the department.
Do you think the police department should reform its foot chase proposal or its policies? I'm sorry. And if so, what changes would you like to see?
Yes, I think even as I look at videos where we see the foot chases taking place, that they're, I'm not a police officer, so I don't know right. what happens in those situations. But I think the department, like they did with car chases, basically say, look, we have to just assess in that moment, should we pull back? Should we look at another avenue of approach to make an arrest? And that will definitely be, I think, on the people who monitor the monitors for the consent decree, for public policy officials, and for the mayor.
Well, keep working on it. Hopefully there are better days ahead. Alderman Scott Wagersback.
So
yep, 36th Ward. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You bet. You too. Let's check in with Mary Vandeveld.